Chapter 10. We need a new alarm clock. Ours rings whenever it wants. 2 in the morning, 10 at night. It don't matter. But you can be sure of one thing. It ain't never gonna ring when it's supposed to. When Mama comes in my room telling me I'm gonna be late if I don't get a move on, I ain't surprised. It's the third time this week I'm late because of that clock. So I just ignore Mama, pull my quilt up over my head, and turn over. Mama does what she always does. She pulls the covers off and threatens to yank down the sheet. I'm up! I'm up! I sit on the edge of the bed, hands folded, head drooping. My eyes are still closed when Mama goes back downstairs to cook breakfast. I wash up, then look through my closet for some jeans or something. I push my way past that new shirt Mama made and hope she don't ask me about it. I don't want to hurt her feelings, but one shoulder is higher than the other one. She fixed it 3 times already, but it just ain't working. I don't want to tell her that, though. Sweets asks me all the time why I don't just tell Mama I don't want to wear her stuff. But I can't. Mama needs to keep sewing. If she don't, I ain't sure what's gonna happen to her. When I finally get to the kitchen table, the oatmeal's cold and slick, like silly putty. I eat dry toast instead. Mama gives me the once-over. She comes and straightens up my turtleneck collar. She made this one, too, but the woman across the street helped her with it, so it ain't so bad. Mama is dressed in a blue uniform. Today, she got herself some different kind of tea. It smells more like chicken noodle soup to me. She's stirring it and stirring it, but not drinking it. I kiss her quick on the side of the head. She don't even notice. She's eyeing the newspaper like she does every morning. 2 newspapers are spread wide open on the kitchen table. Every once in a while, pages slide onto the floor or get greasy from some eggs or bacon Mama eats while she's reading. Mama's always got to know what's happening in the stock market. She sells my clothes to save money so that she can play the stocks. She thinks we'll be rich one day, but she never invests any money. By the time she gets a few $100 saved up here and there, the pipes start leaking or the roof needs fixing. Or Mama gets one of her dreams, where some dead relative comes back and tells her to play the lottery and put all her money on some number they told her about, like 557, 810, or 119. It never fails. Mama loses all the money, every dime. But that's the kind of luck we have. Dumb dead relatives who go out of their way to interrupt your good night's sleep to give you a lucky number that only brings you bad luck. Now who needs that? Mama never gives up, though. She's always looking for new ways to make money. She sold Tupperware, magazines, and pretty junk for kitchen walls. We're still poor as dirt. A lot of folks think Mama don't have all her marbles. I can tell by the way they talk to her, kind of loud, like folks do with crazy people, with a smirk on their face, like they know a secret she don't. But the joke's on them. Mama's the smartest person in the world. She's a math whiz and can add numbers faster than anybody I know. Sometimes she embarrasses me. She's the type of woman that will put down her groceries and jump rope with 8-year-old kids on the street. She will play stickball with the boys in the neighborhood and argue with the winos on the corner over who's going to win the next election. Sometimes my friends laugh at Mama. But when I start to complain, Sweets and them tell me to shut up. They know, like I do. Ain't no one in the neighborhood got a heart bigger than my Mama. I blow a kiss to Mama, and I rush past her and head for school. She says in the only French she knows, "Je t'aime, ma petite," I love you, my little one. And then she goes back to her stocks. I hear her mumbling something about General Electric stock falling 20 points. I have no idea what that means. Ain't sure Mama does neither.